We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
They're a bunch of jokers. They stink so bad you can't even make it up. Get rid of all of them.
Howard Simon.
Every single time. Howard says, they've moved on. I drink. I am so drunk.
Jeremy White.
No, you did this to me.
Don't you put your finger on that computer.
This is what happens.
No, you
this
cannot.
This is legit.
I object.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Can I play a quick game?
Yeah.
When did we say those? I always like when he plays an open and we
every
play
time,
new clips.
I didn't understand what he said. Every time Howard says what?
They've moved on. Right? Is that what he... That would have, when did I say... What was that from?
That
they
was,
moved on?
That was just an old Weinerline caller.
Oh, okay.
Every time you say, I've moved on?
They've moved,
moved on.
He said, every time Howard says, they've moved on, the guy drinks. What the heck would we have been talking... A quarterback? A Bills quarterback discussion? They've moved on? Had to be a Bills quarterback discussion, right?
It didn't have to be. I mean, it could be Ryan O'Reilly. It could be...
Yeah, it's older, though, right?
Bit.
Is there a date?
Let me find it real quick.
And then the last thing I think is... Get your hand off the computer would have been you playing the Bob Seger song?
I don't think so. That's me complaining you've done something to me.
Oh.
So who knows?
Okay. I was yelling at you not to touch the computer.
Yeah.
I always enjoy the game of when did we say that and what was that about?
It happens. You yell about different things. It's tough to remember what you're angry about. What were you mad about a year ago today? Would have been July 17th.
What year would it have been? 2018?
Yeah. We were.
It's the summer. I don't get mad in the summer.
Well, we're getting ready for Josh Allen's first camp. We're, testing out the O'Reilly trade. It's July of last year. That would have been where we're at.
Yeah.
And that Weinerline call was from last year, the
21st
really? Of July.
Wow.
They've moved on.
It must be
O'Reilly. Had to be O'Reilly.
That's my guess is O'Reilly.
Yeah. Had to be someone complaining about why they got rid of O'Reilly. Well, that trade didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
I wasn't angry about it, though, at the time.
As you say, they've moved on.
They have moved on, and so did he.
And we haven't.
No. Well, kind of. I've moved on. What am I going to do about it, you know? I worry about other things now. I can't reverse the trade.
My first tweet this morning was about the Sabres, but I've got plenty of stuff on the... I have a poll. I want to crowdsource a Twitter poll. A Twitter poll itself is crowdsourcing. I want to ask you this. Is this a fair poll? I ran this Twitter poll by my wife. Maybe yesterday or 2 days ago, about Josh Allen, right? Here's my Josh Allen question. And the reason I have not posted it yet is I need to know if this poll makes sense in your head the same way that it does in mine, and Brayton, you as well. So here's the question. Have you already crowned Josh Allen? And here are your options. Yes, yes, but no, no, but yes, and no. This is the thought.
Seems rather ambiguous.
Well, this is what I mean. You're trying to describe where you are on the guy. Have you crowned him?
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Because some fans have crowned him.
Right.
And some have, but, you know, they wonder.
Yeah.
And others haven't, but they have. And then there's those that haven't at all. So I don't know how else to say that. I do think he is the most...
I think I know where you're going.
He's the most fascinating person to talk about right now.
Sure.
Because anytime I hear someone start to talk about him, like even that opening, the sports open with Brian Baldinger, I've seen guys go from 10 touchdowns and 12 picks to... And I'm waiting for him to finish the sentence. Where's he going to go?
Yeah.
And he says 18 touchdowns.
Got to be more than that.
And that's not good.
20. I was going to say 20 should be the floor. It shouldn't be the floor. Like, can I get 24 out of him?
And this is where someone will say, yeah, well, 18, but if he runs for 10. Okay, sure, fine. I guess if he runs for 10.
So total touchdowns out of him. Okay.
Sure, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about passing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says, I've seen guys go from 10 to 18, I think, man, we're in year two. And we're going to talk about 18 like it's a massive success. Like,
18
you know,
passing touchdowns last year in the NFL would have ranked among the quarterbacks. Would have
33rd,
ranked
32nd.
Hang on, looking for it. 23rd, tied with Case Keenum.
Okay,
just ahead of Sam Darnold, Ryan Tannehill, and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
How many of those guys played all their games though?
None of them.
Right. I mean,
Darnold 13, Tannehill 11, Fitz 8.
That said, Allen didn't play all of his games. Nope. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind, too.
The lowest total for a touchdown pass total for anyone who played all 16 games was Keenum, 18 in 16 games for the Denver Broncos.
$20 million for that guy.
Hey, you know, he averaged a passing touchdown a game, slightly over.
Yeah, and they weren't good.
I think I know where you're going. I would eliminate 1 and 4, so I just have to get to either 2 or 3. I'm going to put an article up. I wrote an article. I got to post it in the break. It's about Josh Allen. And it was, you weren't here. He wasn't here for the Chris Sims, right? Wasn't Sal in that day?
I was here for Chris Sims.
Oh, I thought Sal was in that day.
I was here as Chris Sims.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it was on a Thursday and you were gone.
Not here for Chris Sims.
Somebody wasn't here.
I
wasn't here for Chris Sims. And I'm going to do an article about, you know, about your level of optimism for Josh Allen, and I think I can translate to your Twitter poll.
Is it on a scale of Chris Sims
right
to,
who would be?
To parody of an NFL prospect, of the things that was written about him.
One would have to be, you might as well just suit up the guy on the street corner.
Right. One is bring back Peterman.
Yeah, there you go.
And 10 is Chris Sims.
Right. So, one is basically you've already made your mind up. This guy is a bust. There's no way he's ever going to succeed. He's horrible. 10 is he is the franchise quarterback. We're headed down some great roads to come. And I'm stuck. I think I put like 6. I think 5 is your 2-3, you know? So yes is Chris Sims. No is the guy's a bum. And in the middle are your two and three answers. To me, I would lean more towards no, I haven't crowned him. Yes, I'm hoping he is, but no, I'm not much further along than where I was a year ago at this time.
No.
I wasn't a fan of the pick. But, you know, I'll have an open mind on it. We'll see what the kid can do. I'm really not far removed from that.
No, right now I'd say I've moved much more forward, and I'm much more optimistic than I was a year ago. I'll say that.
Because of him or because of what is going on around him or what they've tried to do around
because
him?
Because of him.
Okay.
He made enough big, fun, exciting plays to make me think, you know, hey, if he might not be Drew Brees, but if he's a fun hero ball playmaker that ends up getting some big wins and making plays with his legs. You know, the Bills had guys that made plays with their legs, Doug Flutie along the way, Tyrod Taylor. But if he can be better than them, great. Okay, let's do this thing. But, I will admit, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago when I asked, you know, among your group of friends, are you the guy that kind of tones down the talk or are you guy that is the hype man? We might have had that conversation right after our conversation with Chris Sims because – every single piece of this guy's going to be really good this year, I think. Ooh, I mean, what based on what? You know, when he comes out with a 74 in Madden and Bills fans are really upset about that, I think he threw 10 touchdowns. You know, like he did not have a great rookie season. He had a rookie season with some promise. And we know he didn't have much of a supporting cast. You know, that's true of a couple other guys too. Whatever. He and Rosen had really terrible supporting casts. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Darnold, I mean, what did Sam Darnold have? Were the Jets dynamic offensively outside of him?
Didn't have much of a cast, no.
They had a better receiving
core. Better receivers.
Yeah, they have good receivers. And their line is probably better than the Bills for sure. But, I don't know. I don't know what to make of how to get there. I almost want to start to say, we don't really know anything about this Bills offense. Even the conversations about Robert Foster seem to me to be a bit out in front of themselves. And I don't know. I'm not trying to be the pessimist so much as maybe I'm just doing a little defense mechanism stuff. I don't want to sit here and say, oh, Robert Foster is their number one. I mean, he wasn't even on the team for the full year. You know, guys have had one-hit wonder seasons. In fact, I've got some really fun ones for you later. There was a Twitter thread going around yesterday about the craziest one-year incredible seasons that any athlete's ever had. And names like Jim Carrey, the goaltender, he came out.
I didn't think you meant the actor.
Brady Anderson, the 50 homers.
Yep.
Maybe we can get some more of those later. One of them was a receiver, Jermaine Crowell, who had 140 catches or something. I'll find out. But the idea being that, you know, Robert Foster playing for half a season with the team, you know, I liked a lot of what I saw, but I am not at the point where I think that, you know, he's set. He's their number one. Here we go. Jermaine Crowell had 1,300 yards and 7 touchdowns in one season and then never had more than 460.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you get a big year and then you go away. So, you know, I think we're a little bit starved for passing success. I certainly am. So seeing signs of it is hard not to get excited about. But at the same time, I'm a little bit of, Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see it not against garbage teams down the stretch when you're out of it in garbage time. I mean, Allen had 5 total touchdowns against the Dolphins late in the season.
It's funny. I wanted to bring up, there's an article at NFL.com today. Adam Rank, State of the Franchise. His article is on the Bills. Bills are a viable playoff contender in 2019. And he breaks down a whole bunch of different things. And obviously, you know, he will talk, anybody talking about the Bills, it has to go back to Josh Allen.
And playoff contender there doesn't mean contender in the playoffs. It means contender for the playoffs.
Yeah, you're in the hunt in December, which is, I think, what we're talking about.
Most teams.
Yeah. And it shouldn't, it really shouldn't be a lot to ask for with a really good defense and what we think. Be hard not to be a better offense than 2018. But anyway, he talks about Allen, and I think in terms of where you are, and it's funny, here's the scale of Josh Allen. He talks about Allen and about how the Bills overall feels like they're getting closer to the breakthrough. There's a lot for Bills fans to be excited about. He brings up, in terms of Allen, the win over the Vikings. He brings up the Dolphins game in Week 17. You could bring up the near miss in Miami where he carries them on his back in the second half, but they fall short on the incomplete pass to Charles Clay. So there are a number of positives he brings up at Josh Allen. And said, hey, Bills fans, you got a lot to be excited about. Now you go over to ESPN.com, and they have this futures power ranking over the next 3 years, who will be the most powerful teams in the league. The Bills are 23rd. And in their breakdown, here's Lewis Riddick saying, hey, I don't mean to, you know,
rain
let you down,
parade.
Bills fans, but he's wildly inaccurate, and he didn't show me anything last year to make me believe that's going to change. There's your spectrum.
Flip.
Yeah, there's where you are with Josh Allen. I'm closer to, I don't mean he's a bum, but I'd be closer to Lewis Riddick than more optimistic about Allen. He's got a lot to show me. 52%, 2,200 yards, and 10 touchdowns and 11 starts is nothing to write home about in a passing league. But again, I know who were his receivers. The line was bad. They had no running game. I get it. I'm aware of all that
offensively
stuff.
They were really bad.
They were a train wreck.
He was their
offense.
Entire offense last year, I'm going to keep saying this. I've said it a bunch, and you can hold me to it as best you can. Make me commit to this.
We're recording the show.
Okay, I'm serious about this.
Okay.
I will never care about completion percentage.
I do.
I know.
Be 52%. It's got to be better. I'm not hung up on he's got to be 68% or it's not going to work, but it's got to be.
I'm not even going to look at the number.
I do. I will
okay,
look at
it.
Okay,
that's fine. Yeah. I'm promising you I won't look at that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I've made a case against quarterback rating for as long as we've had a show, and I've always said it's too reliant on completion percentage. Completion percentage is often something that comes along with being a good quarterback, but it doesn't make you one. There are guys that throw 2-yard dump-offs all day long, and their completion percentage is fine, and it doesn't get you anywhere. So, you know, outside of context or whatever, without any context, completion percentage to me, don't care. You know, I could do stuff where I say, hey, in his second season with the Bills, Trent Edwards' completion percentage was 65.5. Doesn't matter. I'm looking at yards per attempt. I'm looking at QBR, whatever. I'm looking at wins. I'm looking at wins and touchdowns and plays and, sure, the All-22. And I'm not saying that it is meaningless in every single way. I'm just promising you I'm not going to harp on it. I heard Brian Baldinger say his completion percentage has got to come up, and you're just not going to hear me say that.
Yeah. I think it does. I'm not going to tell you it's the first stat I look at, but 52% is bad. Like, of all the quarterbacks who made at least 10 starts last year, that was last in the entire league.
Sure, right.
The only three guys under 60 were maybe not so coincidentally rookies. It was Darnold, Rosen, and Allen were all sub 60%.
As you might expect.
Yeah, so I do need him to get better in completion percentage. Is it the first thing I'll look at? No, the first thing I'll look at is, how many passing touchdowns do you have? And, you know, to what Brian Baldinger said, in terms of what you'd like to see from Allen this season, 18 to 20 is low. Can you get to middle of the pack? Middle of the pack last year would have been around, I think it was 24, 22, 23, 24, somewhere in there. Can you get to middle of the pack in terms of passing touchdowns? I don't think that's a lot to ask for. A pass and a touchdown pass and a half on the average in a passing league is not a lot to ask for.
Middle of the pack's like 24?
Yeah, 24 was Trubisky last year at 24. He would have been, I think, tied for 14th in passing touchdowns.
24 is Tannehill territory.
Mm-hmm.
24 is Fitz's territory when a full season, right? Like and if you're doing that in your second season, like with Tannehill, you know, guys like Ryan Tannehill were, hey, you know, you're seeing the signs. And then, of course, it didn't play out that way. If you're Fitz and you're getting 24, it's congratulations, Fitz. We're going to replace you with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, timelines work for all this, and timelines are really important. But sure, if he gets to 24 this year, I'm not mad at that. But I'm not going to, you know, if it's 24 with a 58 per completion percentage or a 60 or a 56, it's not going to make a difference to me for completion percentage. That's just Ryan Tannehill's completion percentage in 2014 was a 66 with 27 touchdowns. The next year it's a 62. The next year it's a 67. The next year it's a 64. I just think that you can get a few percentage points out of coordinators, out of scheme. Is he wildly inaccurate? Sometimes. You know, he's not the guy that's going to, at least not to this point, be threading needles, or he hasn't been great on timing passes and really quick routes, but maybe he doesn't have to be. They might run an offense that doesn't require him to be that. So I guess the question is, what's a big year? What's a average year? What's a growth year? There's a lot we're going to be watching with him, and I'm not pessimistic. I'm not going to say that, and I'm optimistic. Sure, whatever. I just want to make sure. I don't want to make sure of anything. I just know where I am right now, which is whenever I hear rampant optimism, I just think, okay, like, I hope you're right, but I want to say it's okay to not quite be there yet.
Yeah, oh, well, I don't know how you could be there, quite honestly. Look, and I get it, it's the summer, we all believe, we always have hope going into the season. There's no reason for rampant optimism.
No, in fact, the best
this
time...
This offense was terrible.
The best time
year.
For old takes exposed to really run through some takes would probably be this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
When, oh, look at Team X. They've added blank and blank and blank and blank, and now they're going to be good. You know, if you're talking about the Bills, and Allen was talking the other day about the guys getting together, and tie-in sickie is going to make a big difference, and I just think, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we've talked about 13 different tie-in sickies along the last 15 years. You know, is he going to be a role player for them? Maybe. You know, is he going to be a starting lineman? Okay, maybe. Getting four new offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the idea of four new linemen just sounds good. Are they definitely all going to be better and more effective than the last four?
Well, there's an element of optimism by default.
Sure.
Because you think, well, they've got to be better than last year.
You know, in fact, it's what we want from the Sabres. Just change some players.
Right.
I'll feel better if you just change some players.
Well, I think they're better now. They added VC. They added, right? They've added four new guys, so they have to be better, in my opinion.
Right. But it's about get rid of the old guys, too. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are, get rid of, who's the guard everybody hates around here? Vlad Dukas.
Yeah, he's still here.
Get rid of Vlad Dukas, and I'll feel better because I'll have new players on the teams. And I think that's kind of normal, and not saying that's wrong. So, you know, it is a fun time of year. I'll be excited to get to camp and see how things start to play out. And, you know, this is just the time of year when NFL Network has so many analysts that each one is assigned a team that they're supposed to pick to be their surprise team. Like, that's my cynical view of it. But I'm excited for the Bills. It's a season with a standard. Mike's column this week was about whether or not 8-8 is a good season. And that's a great way to find out where you are. If you say no, okay. Now, if you say yes, okay, like you, that puts you where you are.
Can I tell you, I don't know what to expect from Josh Allen, but I think you can have a winning record this year.
Sure, they have the defense in place that should be, yes. Last year they were in a lot of games,
mm-hmm.
right? Last year they were, I mean, they won a couple of games with 13 and 14 points.
When they lose big, though.
That's right.
It's the blowout factor. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550. Jake in Buffalo, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. So I'm in a different place than you, Howard, and Jeremy, from where I was last year. I actually know much different plans, and I'll tell you why. There's three reasons I think, as a Bills fan, we can be really optimistic about Josh Allen, and I'll tell you why. First, last year he wasn't the starting quarterback going into the camp, and I think that makes a huge difference in terms of your preparation and reps and things of that nature when jumping into a starting role. Secondly, I would also say coaching. I think having the quarterback coach he has this year is going to have a significant influence on his growth. And then the third one, to be quite honest with you, and anybody who watched the games last year, I don't see how you didn't see this. He had literally nothing. I think the only other quarterback that had a worse situation than Josh Allen was probably Josh Rosen, and we all see how he did last year when he had nothing around him. But I would honestly say that guy was like a Ferrari when he was on the field. Like, he stood out on offense. Like, he was the best player that we had on offense, period, every single time he stepped on the field. And he grew in that environment. Like, he was a better quarterback at the end of the year with the same amount of talent around him. So for him to even grow at all, unlike Josh Allen, who didn't grow, or Josh Rosen, who didn't grow at the end of the year, Josh Allen was able to overcome, you know, what was around him and still, you know, win. So I think that when you look at that and what they've done in the offseason, and the, just the mere fact the guy learned how to, like, check down. He didn't check down at the beginning of the year. I mean, I really think that we're going to have a lot of optimism, and he's going to take a huge leap forward. Now, I'm not saying he's going to throw 40 touchdown passes and he's going to be Mahomes, but I'm saying he's going to do enough for me, in my opinion, based on the defense we have, to be a significantly better team going into this year. So I am extremely optimistic, and those are the reasons why.
Okay. Thanks, Jake. What's the meatloaf thing? 2 out of 3 ain't bad?
Yeah.
I agree with 2 out of 3.
Nice, by the way, nice meatloaf reference. That mean, great yeah. song. Yeah.
More time at camp. I agree. More reps.
All the reps in the offseason. He's off-season. The number one guy, he's getting everything.
Right. There's an argument who made it. They should have done that last year.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that. Weapons. Sure. Things are going to be better. Quarterback coach, I'm not going to buy. And there's only one reason why. They thought last year's quarterback coach was going to help him. Didn't. Now, all of a sudden, this is kind of the conversation about, hey, change for the sake of change means it's going to be better. The new quarterback coach is going to be better. Ken Dorsey. Why wasn't Ken Dorsey here last year? You know, David Culley was their guy. David Culley's had a great long career of coaching quarterbacks. You know, it's not to say it's wrong. I'm just not putting too much stock in it. But I think there's one important thing that Jake mentioned that we can get to. What happens for Allen here is, hey, he grew and I didn't see that growth from Rosen. Great. Mm-hmm. True or not? Great. When do we start? When is it okay to say not how he looked against the 32nd or 33rd best quarterback and say how does he look against the 4th best quarterback? Because the mission isn't to be better than the rest of the guys in the draft class, better than Darnold, unless Darnold is really great. The mission is to be one of the best. So, hey, he looked better than the worst guy in the league last year who was also in a bad situation. You know, there's probably a bunch of analogies and comparisons. He looked really good driving a beat-up piece of crap. Okay, is he the kind of driver that if you put in a finely tuned machine on a NASCAR course,
I was just going to bring up NASCAR,
win that race? Because that's the job.
You're a good driver, but your car stinks, your pit crew's bad, your support team isn't very good, and so you're not going to win a lot of NASCAR.
And we can see that you are a driver.
Yeah.
Now you got everything in place. Can you drive a finely tuned machine?
Yeah.
Because so many of these high-powered offenses are that, and it's not about making the plays with his feet. Figure if teams adjust and they take away his ability to run, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Is he good enough? Is he good enough to beat them that way?
I think
you know, maybe they can't take it away, or maybe some teams struggle to take it away. But I think you make fine points, and it's just about okay, where does it go from here?
The problem, I may end up being in a very weird place this preseason, like the whole Chris Sims discussion. I think I even brought this up on the air. Like, I feel like I'm playing the role of. Okay.
Easy, Chris.
Whoa.
Easy.
Usually we're the ones like going, yeah, they got a quarterback. Woo! Do you remember the Jacksonville game and the Minnesota game and the Miami games? This kid's going to be great. And I feel like I'm in the role of telling people, slow down.
We would feel that way if it was Baker Mayfield because he had that season.
Right.
And we would feel that way if it was Patrick Mahomes because he won the NFL MVP.
And the comment from Jake about he's the Ferrari of the offense, no offense, but it's, again, by default, be hard not to be the Ferrari. That offense was terrible. They blew up the line. It was the worst running game in the history of this franchise, just running back stats, not Josh Allen. And we've talked about it. Well, that was perhaps the worst receiving core in the National Football League. At least Arizona had Larry Johnson.
Is it at all possible?
Part and Christian
of the,
Kirk.
Part of the reason they couldn't run it because teams weren't afraid of the pass?
Right, could
like
be.
It could be a small part of it.
But, I mean, just the whole...
But, again, things got better, and
he did. Yes, I think, honestly, it's very simple. I know we got to get to the break.
We needed it was another 8 games at the end of last season right away.
Right, because he was trending in the right direction after the injury. To me, the whole Josh Allen discussion, I know we got 3.5 more hours to fill, but I can say it in 10 seconds, in just a few seconds.
Wait till we get back.
Okay.
Let's at least get 2 segments out of it.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. 803. I need a drink. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550. We'll get your calls in. If you're on hold, hang on. We have plenty of open lines for you to join us. Yeah, we're getting you into football mode, and we're talking about Josh Allen this morning, WGR.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, you'd like to see him run less and throw more and throw at a higher percentage. And I think he's capable of doing that. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks go from 10 touchdowns to 12 interceptions in their first year when they're trying to figure everything out and they're trying to rebuild an offensive line. You know, they're not very good up front. Going 18 and 8 the next year. I think you could see 18 to 20 touchdowns from Josh this year. He just throws it more. I think, you know, there's a new offensive line coach, a new way of doing things. Deion Dawkins is going into his third year. They've upgraded the talent, I think, in some spots. I can see Josh making that leap in the pass game.
Brian Baldinger. Hey, if you missed Brian Baldinger on Twitter, I sent this out. I like Brian Baldinger. I think he does a really good job. He does a lot of stuff on Twitter, film breakdowns. He did one yesterday. I'm gonna do a thing where I'm going to retweet it again. He talked a lot about Tremaine Edmonds and his impact on the Bills defense in the middle of that defense. Tweeting this right now for you. It's a good couple minutes. And, you know, anytime there's like a film breakdown, I've got a guy telling me, like, look at this, watch this. I didn't realize how many times the Bills got interceptions, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, maybe Lorenzo, because Tremaine Edmonds made the play.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. He tipped the ball. He got in the passing lane. He was the one that made it happen. I kind of forgot about all that. So I will retweet that again right now if you want to bookmark that and make sure you watch it.
Going to get to your calls in a moment as we talk Josh Allen today. 803-0550. Baseball happenings. The Yankees put a little more distance between themselves and Tampa. Beat the Rays last night 8-3. The Jays over Boston 10-4. The Mets won in Minnesota. Shocking. 3-2. The Bisons beat Charlotte. Those two teams scheduled to play at 105 today. Weather permitting. We could have a little bit of the wet. We actually are going
to
get
rain. Supposed
today.
To rain yeah. all day.
This we is had a, the remnants of Barry, apparently.
We had a Friday foursome scheduled today. We had to,
oh, did you?
We had to reschedule
yeah.
it.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, the hard stuff aren't going to come down for a while.
You know what I found out that I didn't know? We have like 12 of those Friday foursomes where people golf with me.
Not all of, I mean,
this
total
summer.
That you're, okay,
yeah, 12.
We have one going on right now.
Yeah.
For Batavia Country Club.
I signed up for a lot of golf.
Yeah, my heart bleeds for you.
I'm going to start
you having second thoughts.
More days off are going to be necessary.
Just don't take as many as I do. Then we're in big trouble. Ron Francis is going to be the new GM. Well, the first GM of the new Seattle NHL franchise. The Caps and Jacob Vrana agree on a two-year $6.7 million deal. The Senators trade Zach Smith to the Blackhawks for Artem Anisimov. Hey, there's an NFL team reporting for training camp today.
Broncos. Hey, Broncos.
Yeah, they are in today, the veterans anyway. Falcons will be up next. Denver and Atlanta play in the Hall of Fame game 2 weeks from tomorrow. A report from ProFootballTalk.com says there's a 40% chance Gronk will be back this season.
This is already going to drive me nuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to mute his name. Not on just Twitter, but in my own ears.
Yeah,
I will
be
not
fun.
Be able to hear
Gronk
endless
watch.
Pro Football Talk reports about Gronk.
Wait till the Patriots open training camp and the tight ends don't look good. Gronk watch! And the Bandit signed Justin Martin and Bryce Sweeting. Your headlines brought to you by Lenco. Are you in the know? Go Lenco. Lenco Lumber. We'll get to Frank in Rochester real quick. Basically, I feel a little better about Josh because of what he did post-injury. I mean, this really comes down to, am I sold? No. Do I think he's a bum? No. But are there reasons to feel better about Josh? Sure. I thought he did a better job after the injury. I thought he looked more comfortable in the pocket. I thought he did a little bit of take what they're giving you because they were telling him to do that all season. I thought he had a little better control of the offense. I thought he developed a nice chemistry with Zay Jones and Robert Foster. His legs obviously became a big weapon in the second half of the season. So there were some reasons to feel better about Josh Allen. But, I mean, that's – man, that is as far as you go. Everything else – you know, the optimism and all this, the guys, the offense, it's still a huge question. The offensive line has to come together and be better. We think it will because they're making a lot of changes, but they have to be better. And the running game has to be better. It can't rely on Josh Allen to be the leading rusher this season. The wide receivers, now, okay, so John Brown and Cole Beasley need to make an impact. The tight ends are, as much as people got on Charles Clay's case last year, tight ends is a big who knows what. I mean, it's I'm not sure what kind of production. Even when Tyler Kroft gets back healthy, I don't know what you're getting out of the tight end position this year. So there are still just way too many questions. I can feel better about Josh Allen after the injury, but man, there's nothing beyond that. It's still very much, I have no idea what this kid's going to do.
Yeah.
No idea. Let's get to Frank in Rochester. Frank, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I was in the grocery store the other day, went by the magazine section, just flipped open to the quarterback rankings, and they had Allen ranked 13th in the AFC. Now, I'm not thinking that he's a top half of the conference, but I think he's better than at least three other quarterbacks, which is exactly where they had him. So I just wanted to get your thoughts and maybe who you think he's better than, and is it more than three?
I mean, 13th sounds about right to me.
Who? Yeah, I was going to see where.
You'd say Rosen and the Dolphins or whatever.
You'd throw him probably close to, if right there, with Darnold.
Yeah, but most the national conversation seems to be that Darnold is ahead of him. But let's say it's a tie.
Yeah.
What else am I going to the? Is he better than Flacco? Sure, I might put him ahead of Flacco. I mean, there's who's he better than, and who would you rather have?
Yeah,
which are two separate conversations. The rest of the conference. All right, let's go to the AFC West. Derek Carr
Rivers
been,
obviously is better.
Carr's been Mahomes better. Would I rather have Allen? Probably.
Case Keenum. I don't need Case Keenum. Fine. Okay. I'd rather have Allen than Case Keenum at this point.
You know, like if you get to this, Case Keenum has had more success than him. So are they judging on what they have done or their potential ability or their rankings this year?
I think with Allen, it has to be judged on potential ability. I mean, again, we just talked about what did Case Keenum have last year? 23 touchdowns in 16 games.
Is Allen better than Nick Foles?
No,
right? Not yet.
I mean, might not be a big fan of Nick Foles, but no.
That's another one of who would you rather have?
Yeah.
You can make a case you'd rather have the guy with the higher ceiling. Then again, Nick Foles won the Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. And Nick Foles has playoff victories on his resume.
The AFC South has Mariota. There are people that like Mariota an awful lot, even though they haven't been too successful.
Honestly, I'm not really that impressed with Mariota. I mean, that's a wash for me, I think. I really got nothing for Mariota.
So, at best, you're putting him at 11th.
Forget Watson, forget Luck, obviously.
Forget Watson, forget Luck, forget the AFC West.
Dalton?
He's not better than Dalton.
Lamar Jackson?
Maybe.
He's not better than Roethlisberger.
No.
So, he's probably around 12th or 13th in the
maybe
AFC.
Maybe 11th, maybe 10th. And if you're going just ceiling, if you're going just upside, maybe you go to like 8th or 9th. I don't think it's crazy, is what I'd say. I don't think that's crazy at all.
Yeah.
The league is about a prove-it-to-me league, right? Except in the case of maybe the Browns this year, who are a very darling pick because of all the talent they've added. But they had, one of the better rookie quarterbacks in league history and added one of the best receivers in league history. They were already good. They've got a bunch of talent on defense. The Browns are an on-paper good team. And the Bills, I don't think the Bills are even considered on paper good yet.
But you look at, with Baker Mayfield, it's a combination of things. And sure, you have better weapons than the Bills have, and you added Odell Beckham. But look at his numbers from last year.
He set the rookie record for touchdown passes.
He threw 27 touchdown passes. And that would be one of the best seasons in the history of this franchise.
And he didn't start the season.
Right. He played 14 games, 13 starts.
Yep.
And he threw for over 3,700 yards. He had two more starts than Josh Allen and threw 17 more touchdown passes. That's really
good.
Now,
he had a lot more around him, you would say.
But he still lived up to it. He still went out and made the plays, and he still went out and helped them win games, and they put up points, and he threw for yards. 27 TDs, 14 picks. 27 TDs. We looked at this the other day, how many 25-plus touchdown seasons the Bills have had from a quarterback. I think it's two or three. So 27 TDs is the reason why you're really optimistic as a Browns fan, and you add Odell Beckham Jr. to that. And, you bring back Jarvis Landry, and you have Nick Chubb, and they bring in Kareem Hunt and all the weapons they have.
Keenum plays for the Redskins now.
Oh, is he in Washington now?
So it's Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco's in Denver. Duh, right. But anyway, sure, you're right. Keenum is now in the NFC. My bad. Sorry about that. But still, Josh Allen would still be towards the bottom third of the AFC. He's got a lot to prove. I said, if you're optimistic about Josh Allen, here's what you're going to do. I think in large part you're going to say something like this. Hey, guys, he got better as the season went on. I think you made a good point. You wanted more games. When the season came to an end last year, you wished it was longer because it sure looked like Josh was trending upwards. So you feel better after the injury. You'll point out some, you know, the game course earlier in the season against Minnesota. You'll point out some tough throws, some big throws he made in the Jacksonville game, a close game, had to, and pulled out a win. Oh, what did he leave? He led a game-winning field goal drive against Tennessee. You'll bring up the Miami games. You know, so there are a handful of games that I think you'd think about in terms of getting yourself into an optimistic place with Josh Allen. But there are so many unknowns about him and whether or not he's ready to take another step in year two. We're anticipating it will happen in part. Maybe it's not even as much about Josh Allen as it is you're going to feel good about him because you feel better about the guys around him.
Maybe.
He'll have better receivers to throw the ball to, guys. He'll have a line that will block better this year. You know, maybe that's it. At the very least, you could be optimistic because he's just going to have a better offense around him.
Well, it's not only about being unsure of the steps he'll take, but we're not even sure what would be big steps, right? That's the conversation in itself. When Brian Baldinger says, I think he can take big steps this year and, you know, maybe throw 18 to 20 touchdowns, I think, wow.
That's not enough.
That's got to be the floor.
Yeah.
That's not big steps.
20 should be the floor. And that I don't even think that – I'm not even sure that that's a good enough floor, quite honestly. 20 touchdowns. And if he starts every game, 20 passing touchdowns is not a lot in the National Football League. You know, so last year, let's see, 20 – if you had 20 passing touchdowns last year, you'd have been 21st in the NFL. Derek Carr had 19. You would have finished just ahead of Derek Carr. It's really not a lot. So I think I even hesitate to say 20 is the floor, but okay, fine. I'll set it there.
But what it's a good example of, you know, the floor. If the Bills have to move way up to start living at the floor.
Yeah.
They've lived in the basement for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
15 years. Right, since 2003, they have the fewest passing yards of any team in the NFL. So it's time to move out of the basement and move into the first floor,
right.
And then talk about moving up into the penthouse.
Well, that's why
you could say we can sit here and throw stones at Derek Carr, who has had a 4,000 yard season,
mm-hmm.
and the Bills have had none
ever.
Since is it ever?
Maybe Kelly had one.
Did Bledsoe get to 4,000?
I will look it up.
I would bet Kelly did not, just because of the era.
Yeah.
But, like, it's you know.
Well, I think when Baldinger says 20 touchdowns, honestly, I think he's basing that against previous Bills quarterbacks.
Right.
20 touchdowns in the NFL is not a lot.
This is what we used to do with Tyrod when people would say, hey, you got a pretty good guy there. You know, you throw 20 touchdowns. We'd say, no, that's not good enough.
And I'm guilty of it. I do it, too. I've always said try not to measure it against, you know, this team's own standards. But I think if you're looking at the Bills and you're going, hey, 20 touchdowns for Josh Allen this year, Bledsoe had one.
One 4,000-yard season. 20, so the only 4,000-yard season came from a guy that played here for 2 years.
Yeah, 2002. Yeah. Kelly topped out at 38-44. If it's 20 touchdowns, you're basing that on previous Bills quarterbacks, not what happens around the National Football League. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-552-550. Hey, do you have an ugly garage door? We might be able to bail you out. Might be able to help you out. Our ugly garage door contest is back. Thanks to the folks at Hamburg Overhead Door, we're going to be giving away three new garage doors. We'll have details for you next week. All you're going to need to do is get us a picture of your ugly-looking garage. But keep listening and keep checking out WGR550.com for details on that. The Ugly Garage Door Contest from Hamburg Overhead Door is back next week.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can win the AFC East this season.
Absolutely. What's changed? Nothing's changed. The offseason additions are still there. They still took care of the line of scrimmage. Ty Nsekhe, a tackle Adrian Waddle, Jake Fisher. The line of scrimmage is taken care of. Oh, and you got Frank Gore, future Hall of Famer TJ Yeldon. And I love the kid, Devin Singletary, that they drafted this year. They are loaded in the backfield. What's going to stop them other than themselves and Josh Allen talking about how mature he's getting?
But
you know I'm getting there.
Threw more picks than touchdowns.
So what? That was last year. We don't worry about the past. We worry about the future.
It is kind of funny. This is the time of year. Adrian Waddle is now thrown in there.
Brings the Patriot way to the Bills, that's why.
He started three games for them last year.
But he knows the Patriot way.
And in four parts of four seasons, he started seven times.
Man, you're so pessimistic.
I'm not pessimistic. It's the time of year where you literally just read the transactions and say, Adrian Waddle, Ty Nsekhe.
John Feliciano.
Yeah, of course they're going to be good. What's going to stop them?
Themselves.
I guess so.
That's Michael Robinson.
Hey, I'm excited. I got my season ticket in the mail. I got my camper lot pass. I'm ready to roll.
You get your personalized letter somewhat from Sean McDermott.
Yeah, all that stuff. I'm ready.
All right, what do you want to do? You want to do stat of the day? You want to do one-hit wonders? What do you want to do?
Stat of the day is a one-hit wonder.
Okay, I've got a bonus stat.
So yesterday, Bill Barnwell was asked a question to the world of Twitter that responded in a big way. What's the single best outlier season for a player relative to the rest of his career? And he said, is it Brady Anderson, right? 50 homers.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Right, where'd that come from? And
not exactly a big, you know, strong, tough, out, hard-hitting outfielder.
So the single most, oh my God, that guy had one great season. Like Derek Anderson, right? 29 touchdowns for the Browns 1 year. So you have little burst-out, breakout seasons. You want to say Ville Leino? All right. Anyway, he mentioned Jonathan Chichu. And also for hockey, he mentioned goaltender Jim Carrey. Here's your stat of the day. Stat of the day on Jim Carrey. He won the Vezina Trophy and was an all-star that year. He was actually an all-star the year before as well, which is strange, right? No.
So he couldn't be, he wouldn't qualify as the one-hit wonder, would he, if he had multiple all-stars?
No, he finished second in the Calder the year before.
Okay.
And third in the Vezina the year before, which I don't remember. Hmm. And then as a 21-year-old, Jim Carrey, the Net Detective, remember that was his nickname.
That's good. I like that.
He won the Vezina Trophy, one-hit wonder. His goals against the following year was over .300. He was never good again. His save percentage was never over .900 after winning the Vezina. What was his save percentage the year he won the Vezina Trophy?
let's see. How many years ago are we talking?
This is 1995-96. If you don't remember, Jim Carrey, spelled with one R, Jim Carrey, played for the Washington Capitals and won the Vezina Trophy. It was the rage. It was amazing for 1 year.
912.
878.
While winning the Vezina?
Yeah, it's got to be over
winning
nine.
Winning the Vezina save percentage. Let's go with 908.
906.
Ugh. Today we'd be talking about sending him down to the AHL.
I mean, your guess wasn't that bad in reality, but 906. If you had a 906 today, you'd be in the AHL.
You'd be in. Well, if you were here, you'd be. I was going to say you'd be Martin Jones, you'd be at the bottom of the.
Martin Jones looks up at 906.
What was the save percentage after winning that?
Below 900 the rest of the way.
Ooh, woof.
Yeah.
Well done. I think woof spells it out.
Did Martin Jones get a 906 this year? That's what you've got me thinking. I got to look at that.
I think. Boy, I'm trying to remember what his numbers were. We would have talked about him in the playoffs, yeah.
Absolutely terrible. Here you go. I'm pulling up Martin Jones for the Sharks.
896.
896. No, I'm sorry. That's his career.
Oh, okay.
896. This year for the Sharks, he was 896.
What's his career save percentage?
912. 912.
Okay, I was going to say, there's no way it would be below 912. 9.
Can you believe a Stanley Cup contender just let an 896 goaltender take them into the playoffs?
No, 912 is not a great number anymore for a career either. Like, I think 915 is the bottom line right now, is the floor for a save percentage, right? It's got to be plenty of guys who are over 920. I got a bonus stat of the day for you. It is football. Sorry, I mentioned earlier Adam Rank's piece at NFL.com, State of the Franchise, the Bills, viable playoff contenders in 2019. Stat of the day from Adam's story. He has a little note about how can the Bills use their defense to overtake the Patriots, win the division, points out that the Bills are 4-32 against the Patriots in the Brady Belichick era. But since Sean McDermott showed up, while the Bills are 0-4 against Brady, Tom Brady has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns against the Bills over the last 2 years. How about that? It's not translating into wins, but 4 interceptions, 3 touchdowns for Tom Brady against the Bills in the last 4 matchups in the Sean McDermott era. There's your stat of the day. When we get back, an interesting discussion. A make it or break it game. Make or break game. One game on the Bills schedule. Who do you think it is? What would you say is the make or break game on the Bills schedule? We'll talk about that in a moment. Hey, let's give some stuff away. We have tickets to go see 311 and the Dirty Heads. They tell me that's how you pronounce this. Saturday, July 20th. That is this Saturday. Darien Lake Amphitheater. Value of the prize. Minimum value, I should say, is $50. Was that a siren? That always screws me up when I hear that. I look around thinking I got to pull over and I'm not even driving. General contest rules apply. Call 644-9878. Brayton will give a pair of tickets to the fifth caller right now, 644-9878. Again, 311 in the Dirty Head Saturday, Darien Lake Amphitheater, 644-9878. If you don't win tickets, we'll have more to give away the rest of the week. You can also purchase tickets right now and get more information on the show by going to livenation.com. Weekend trips. I'm
coming up, man. I'll be that quick. You keep telling me to make. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.